The following program may contain content that your kids would love to hear, but you may not want them to.
Look out! Because here it comes.
Now, I want to talk to you because you're obviously upset.
Permission is granted.
Glad I met you. I'm glad I met you, James.
I was not considering the fact that I, in fact, am the third man, capital T, capital D, capital M. But I am.
I want to show you something.
Let's take off all our clothes.
And maybe that's true. And that's what I said.
That's the how we used to sing it. I'm sorry. This is the way we used to sing it. It's the way you should sing it from now on.
But look at this. What is this?
I hate to put a negative spin on this, because it's great to drink, and everyone loves to drink.
They say you should not drink alcohol when it's so hot.
And I've talked about this, too, in the past, when I talked about soccer moms.
That was so good.
No, I didn't talk about soccer moms.
Excuse me for saying it. It's not even my place to say it.
I'll talk about soccer moms who became roller derby moms. And don't...
It was the old stuff.
And don't you think I haven't stopped. I have given up on the roller derby thing. Let's just get Pi Kim on the phone.
Wait. Where are the phones?
They took the phones.
Huh? We're not using Skype. Tonight, today, this afternoon.
You're such a hero. You're so rich. How come you're coming down here and waste your time with such a bunch of bums?
But let's not get into that. Let's not talk about me. Even though it is all about me. Let's not talk about me. Let's talk about Nancy.
What did I learn as a kid on Western? You don't sell a guy one car.
But I believe that, you know, we could have a lot more fun. I'm not trying to be politically correct here either.
So I don't know, do I?
Let me have your attention for a moment.
Do what you got to do if you're a neo-postmodernist, and I know you are.
What is that?
Look, just go. Jay, the best thing to do is to just Google. Google the gal.
Let's talk about something important.
I really am when it comes to this thing.
Let's talk about something important.
Just a whole nother angle just took place in my head.
Put that coffee down.
But let's forget about drugs and medicine. Let's talk about sex.
Have you made your decision for Christ?
That's going to be happening. I got some things to cover before we get there. Dirty Things Get Stiff by Frank Cotolo.
It may mean something to you. It may not. I don't know anymore.
Does that mean that if you dirty things get stiff? Look out! Because here it comes. I thought I saw it coming. I just had this ringing in my ears that said, here it comes. I know I hear it. I know it's on the way. Here it comes. And I'm telling you, in this event, in that event, and in all events, certainly in this event. What is it? I think it's this way. In that case, in this case, and in every case, coming up. Probably one of the more serious things I ever did in my life. Without my pants. So come on! Everyone! You will be there, and we will be there with you when you are there. What is it?
Cotolo Chronicles.
Productive alternative broadcasting is one more label for me, the difficult historian. I'm the bard. I'm the bard of broadcasting. That's me. And I'm also the pilgrim of podcasting. So let that get around, okay? Because I was here first. My name is Frank Cotolo. I'm the third man. The man whose name adorns the title of the show. Welcome, we're live. No matter where you're listening or when you're listening, we are right here. And that's where we're staying for a while. Stay with us, plenty of things to think and talk about for you. Ice cap to ice cap, from Hamlet to City, from Othello and into every bordello. I have my red, doesn't matter what color, you don't know what the color, I have my red talk show host pencil, right? That goes way back to the early days, not just to the early days of stuff like this. I'm talking about, the early days of talk radio, talk TV, you know? And the host always has that, little prop. It's a prop like that, you know? It started out I don't know who did it first. Studs Terkel, perhaps. I don't know. And then it just kept going. It's a pain in the neck to hear. And I know people listen and say, shut up. My name is Frank Cotola. Man's name adorns the title of the show. Wake up! It's night! And it's getting night longer every day. Isn't it amazing? Every year, and times change, although they don't change in all of the states. Or provinces, do they, in North America? They did something a while back and shortened days or longer. They made days longer or what have you. But every day. And it does something to your entire chemistry. I know this is true, and doctors have told me this. And because there are places in the world where there is just, most of the day is dark and most of the night is light and most of the day is light and, the land of the midnight sun, as they call it, and that's what they continue to call it. But we have enough going around, but it does get particularly dark, particularly early. How do we forget this? I mean, it happens every year, and we act as if it's something new. Let me make a weird name, because it's dark. I have always been a night person. For someone, I don't know who that person happened to be in the history of mankind, whether it be Western civilization, Eastern civilization, but somewhere along the line, someone said, categorized people into day people and night people. So are you a day person or a night person? Well, I get up early and I get a little tired around, 7, 8. Oh, you're a day person. Of course you're a day person. Then you're a night person. You're either a day person or a night person. I'm not copying the Jerry Seinfeld routine, because he started doing that way after I talked about this thing years ago on this show. But somewhere along the line, all I'm going to say is, I'm not going to do that thing he does. I'm just going to say that somewhere along the line, someone decided that there were two types of people, like we didn't, or he didn't, or they didn't, or she didn't categorize people enough in many different ways. All of a sudden, you were a day person or a night person. Now, here's what I'm saying. If you're a day person in daylight savings time, when you're saving daylight, that means it's lighter. Like this is daylight. No, this isn't daylight saving. We're saving daylight. When it's dark, when it gets dark early, it's standard, right? I don't even know this. However long it's day, there's the daytime person. However long it's night, and those things vary throughout the seasons, there's a nighttime person. Well, I've always been a night person, even when I was a kid. Even when I had to get up and go to school, you're very young, you know. Although I had to get up. I used to get up. Boy, I'd love to be able to find that on the old thing. But a lot of things going through my head. I used to get up very, very early sometimes when I was very, very young. Two verys for that one. That's how young I was at the time. And I used to watch, in those days, you can't remember. If you're one of the millennials or the Z, you're a zoomer or a boomer. No, I'm a baby boomer. This is a zoomer. Millennial? You don't remember because there was always something going on. The 24/7 thing is the way of so many people now. There was a time when the biggest TV stations. They didn't have television. They didn't have anything to play. And they'd start in the morning, and there were these just terrible old, and even then they were old, shows and films about farming. And The Modern Farmer was like the first show on in New York City on one of the channels when I was knee-high to a beaver. I was 4 feet to the bottom of the bracelet. But I used to get up, and that was all that was on. And in those days, you know, having a TV, you know, you don't know. I'm not going to say you know. You don't. A lot of you don't know. In those days, just to see anything on a big box, you know, it was black and white, big box. It was amazing to have this thing in the house, you know? It took, what, 70 years, for that thing to turn into a very little thing that everyone carries around now, and the Zoomers and the Millennials cannot be without. Connected to them, it's another appendage. You know that, too. I'm not putting you down for it. I'm just saying how things have changed. A modern farmer. It's a kind of weird, you know, kid in Brooklyn, second floor, you know, pajamas. The heat's coming out of this wrought iron radiators that are around the house. I mean, if you touch them, you just burn to a crisp. So you had to stay away from them. And they hissed, right? And there's the Modern Farmer comes on. We're like, what am I going to learn about farming? I was in Brooklyn, you know? And in those days, you know, gardening wasn't one of the bigger pastimes. It was done the older people did. I could tell you tons of stories, and I might someday, if I can live long enough and still be here, and tell you about my grandfather on my father's side was a gardener. That's what he did in his old age, and boy, did he have age getting old. But I know I've told that story before, but I can't find a lot of things I wanted to repeat. Well, they are repeats, but I want to get certain monologues that I've done. And I know people have been here and there, been writing in, but of course the people who are writing in know that I did stuff like this because, you know, long before there was Mark Maron and the gang and the podcast gang, it was me sitting here talking, crying for help. I wasn't crying for help, but I mean, you know, word got around, but nobody knew this thing was going to be anything and nobody wanted us. Hey, speaking of that, I don't want to go into that rap again. You know, wake up, it's night. Okay. That's really what my message for here. And I'm not a difficult historian. You know, screw Dr. Futtenstein. I want to say that right now. I'm not going to say his real name because he's a fine guy, I'm sure. And he, you know, has to practice. I thought he'd be good enough by now and he wouldn't have to practice, but he had to practice. He's a foot doctor. How do you pick of all the things there are to doctor on a body, on a human body? How do you pick the foot? I mean, what does the foot have other than gout and signs of diabetes, right? What else? What else? What else does the foot go through? It's important. It's the foundation of your walking experience. But still, I want to be a doctor of... My father used to have horrible feet after being a plumber for a long time. You would think like, no, I didn't have horrible knees. He didn't have horrible feet from being on his feet, but that was also because he was heavy. And that puts a strain on your feet because your feet have to hold you up. I know you know that, right? But he used to, and this is the sound and the word and the cadence of the word describing the doctor my father used to visit for his feet. He would say, I got an appointment at the chiropodist. The chiropodist? Chiropodist. And chiropodist? What is a foot doctor? Is he a chiropodist? This is how I grew up. My father said, I got to go to the chiropodist. And it was list, the dist. I don't know, chiropodist. I think it's dist. chiropodist. This is how he called it. And I know it's not that. I don't know what a foot doctor is called, but he called it a chiropodist. And I thought that was some foreign language, you know. I'm thinking, like, you want to think your father's smart. My father goes to this doctor and takes care of only feet. He's a specialist. Yes, he's from some foreign land where feet are worshipped. Yes, like a foot fetish, I mean, you know, feet, where feet are more important than they are in the urban areas and civilizations. Sound like one of those digital skips there. And, you know, so yes, he goes to, I don't know the language very much, but he tells me, and he doesn't either, but he knows the doctor's a chiropodist. A what? A chiropodist. Chiropodist. I don't even know how to spell it. Chiropractor is not. No, a chiro. What is a chiropodist? I don't know. Anyway, that's all I remember about that. And that's the feet. But I'm telling you about Dr. Footenstein. I've told you before, if you've heard that show, I knows where that show is right now. It's somewhere. And I didn't get along with Dr. Footenstein, but he's the one who told, Dr. Footenstein's specialist, he told my family doctor, which, and by the way, even if you don't have like a complete family that lives under the same roof and everything, you can still have a family doctor. Isn't that something? You can have, yeah, you know, if you once had a family, you can have a family doctor. So the doctor, family doctor, gets a notice from my chiropodist, who is not happy about how I, I interacted with him. Let's say that. Okay? That son of a bitch, he tells my, doctor, so my doctor is good old Dr. John. He's Dr. John's great. I don't mind telling you about Dr. John. I won't tell you his last name, but he's Dr. John. To me, he's Dr. John. That's great. You have the doctor, and the last name's not John. And I can call him Dr. John. Hey, Dr. John.
Hey, Frank.
And he says, he says that Dr. Footenstein, I told him, I didn't say anything, but then he said he got the report, and Dr. Footenstein reported my problems that I was having with him. And he said that I, Frank Catolo, am a difficult historian. I have never heard that term. Never heard that term. And I'm going like, wow, they don't, I know chiropodist. A difficult historian. This is what a doctor, you know, he's got a bad memory is what they should say. You know, but he has to be Shakespearean. He's got to be, you know, Rome. He's got to be like Dante. You know, he's speaking, you know, Dante Alighieri, you know, he's a difficult historian. I should be flattered that he says I'm a difficult historian as opposed to saying I have a rotten memory, but it pissed me off, you know. I told Dr. John, I know I told this story before, but I don't know who's heard anything that I've done because, you know, we're going into Y2K plus 20, and that's, yeah, we're going into 20 years of this show. People say, you know, I heard your podcast for the first time. Yes, because now you're listening to podcast. Well, you can't blame them too, because a lot of people didn't have iPods and phones weren't popular then. So now I'm giving excuses to all those people when I shouldn't. As far as Dr. Footenstein, I'm telling you, I wrote him a letter. Anyway, I kid around, call myself a difficult historian. But I'm looking for some shows that have things that, you know, monologues that I've done that were particularly good, I think, and that people have asked me for, but a lot of people are not going to ask me for them because I hadn't heard them in the first place and never know I even did them. You can go, anyone can go to CatoloChronicles.blogspot.com and scroll the entire, since what is it? What's that go? Where does that start? 2009. Yeah, this show began before there was Blogger. You know, before Google was buying up everything. Before there was a YouTube. Anyway, let's move on and do this show. There's just so much happened to me since the last time I was here. I was off for the first time in 19 or 20 years. I took Thanksgiving off. What did I do? Nothing. I had some, did I even have turkey? I didn't have turkey till like, I don't know, the next week or the day after or 2 days after. So, but it was very, but here's something. I made sure I did this and I don't know why this happens, but for some reason or another, on any given day, I get a beam in my head. I hear something that I've heard and it pops up from my subconscious, delivers it to me. Those are my saloon doors. I have saloon doors that separate my conscious from my subconscious and it sends things out there. You know, that's, you know, saloon doors, as opposed to a wall, which is what you're supposed to have according to, you know, you're asleep and you're in REMI or whatever it is, REM sleep. And then you're not because you're conscious. So you're not in REM RAM or you're double REM or you're in deep sleep or by, you know, I'm in X, Y, Z, gamma sleep, whatever these stages of sleep may be. But while I'm walking around and I never remember which the name, you know, the name or where the theme came from originally, but it's in my head. And if I don't, if I just forget about it, then I move on and another one comes up. But here and there, one sticks there for like a whole day. And I'm going, what is that theme? What is that theme at all? Week, maybe 2 weeks. What's been going on in my head, I don't remember where it originated. Sounds to me like a movie theme. And then I don't know how it came to me. Really, I just, it's, you know, there's a Buddhist, Zen Buddhist solution to trying to remember something you haven't. Now, not everybody has saloon doors. So this particular method is to not try to remember. Yeah? I love the contrarian, approach to everything. Because that's what it is, right? You're alive and then you're dead, right? That's it. So it's like, you know, like a, that's, you know, you gotta, so it's one way or the other. Everything is one way or the other. So, what happens? Oh, so I'm going, what is it? What is it? What is it? And I'm going to see if anyone there knows it. Anyone out there knows it. If you know this, maybe I won't tell you, but I'm going to have to remember if I make this. Like, I'll tell you what, between now and the end of the show, because I do have my, my, what is it? I have my Yahoo open on one of my browsers. So if you know this theme, the name of it or where it originated, fcatolo@yahoo.com. I'm going to play it for you. And then, I'm not, maybe not the whole thing, maybe a little bit. I could run and get a beverage while you're listening. This is the theme that's been going on through my head. Now, my doing this is going to make it go on for weeks now. But that's okay. Maybe you also have this thing in your head. Everybody, everywhere, one time or another, just starts humming something or get something in their head or remember something from somewhere. Something from somewhere. That's from the man who brought you the chiropodist. You know, I heard something. It was some tune I heard somewhere and it was in my head. Yes, I know. That's because you don't remember it. But I thought I remembered it and I went, wait, you know, first I didn't. First I said, no, it wasn't that. Then I said, no, wait, maybe it was that. This is only 2 minutes and 18 seconds, and I may talk over it too. But listen to what we're going to do. I'm going to tell you some things that are going to happen between now and 2020, because we do have more guests and things coming up, and 2020 is coming up. So we're going to do stuff there. And I'm going to tell you a couple of more things that happened. We're going to talk about, what are we going to talk about? Oh yeah, I got a couple of things. Oh, plus I have a value pack. I have, you know, I love to open the value packs on the air. So we're going to do that too. But I want you to listen to this. There's no way to identify this because it's not going to pop up on your phone or, you know, how do you do that anyway? If you have a, you know, the one who talks to you, what is that? It's every phone. But there's also that thing that hangs around the house and you go, Hey, that little tube, hey, know-it-all tube, brain tube, or whatever the hell is, Apple Dance. and you say, play me whatever, right? You got another name. It doesn't say, you can't go, hey, Apple Tube. What's this? Da 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 da. And it's, you know, it's not going to go, oh, that, you know, that is, I don't know, does it talk like that? That is from the 1943 movie. Yeah, they're not going to tell you. So if you know a melody and you get this melody in your head, how do you find it? Right? I still have certain melodies in my head that come up now and then I have never found. I'm going to bump into them one day. But this one has been going on for 2 weeks. And you're going to hear some of it here while I go get a beverage. He blessed me. Fcatolo@yahoo.com. If you know it, I'll give you a gift. I mean, you'll get a prize. People don't do that. People don't call up and everything. That music, maybe not that particular arrangement, just the melody going on through my head just all week. And it pops up at, you know, when I'm not expecting to have a tune come out of my head. So whatever I'm doing, it suddenly, I decide to do something and, you know, when I'm all alone a lot, but so obviously I hear myself sing, but once in a while, you know, if I'm with someone or someone's over or I'm out and suddenly there's some silence and God knows I hate silence. I suddenly go, what the hell is that? I don't know. fcatolo@yahoo.com. Let's see if anybody even dares call. Don't I still have it yet? Isn't it here? Yes. Where is it? Here. Oh, yeah, because I'm going to, I'm going to go to, oh, no, that's a, what is that? Oh, four unread. Okay, four unread. Okay, there's four unread messages. Let's see if one of them is, let's see, who is it? I won't give names. You know, I won't say names. We got to who? Oh, gee, what about this? Yeah, Lisa. Lisa just wrote in. Lisa, no, it's not. It's not the Ten Commandments, Lisa. doesn't have an Egyptian. Does that have an Egyptian sound to you? It's more of a French sound, right? I think that should give some of it away. Does it? I don't think so. Let's see if we have any more people who wrote in here. Oh, here's Heather Drain. As her new newsletter is out, Heather Drain was on the show. Mondo Heather was on a couple of weeks ago. And she has a newsletter. You can subscribe to it. Here it is. I got it right here. The Mondo Heather newsletter, the December 5th issue, is now out. You get it in the mail. It's a great thing. Tells you pop culture. It's unbelievable. She does talks about, you see,
She talks about... Oh, she's talking about her book, The Bizarro Encyclopedia of Film. Hey, this is a Christmas present. Yeah, we're going to talk about some Christmas presents that are books and things. We're going to do that also. And I'm going to open up the value pack. So we got a lot to do here. And that's it. No one knows the... I bet you she would know that theme. Let's see, Heron and Damon, tremendous, stupendous, and serendipitous news for you in the hand on the Mondo Heather newsletter. You can get it. It's free. What do? You go to Mondo Heather, and you ask for, I guess it's, right? She was on, I even forgot. There's a link there or something. Yeah, would you like to subscribe? Why don't you subscribe? Learn all about these movies that you might be missing and find out where to get these very strange movies that aren't... you they might pop up on one of those stations if you have the prestige television menu on your television, you know. Okay, I'm gonna look through, and it's not gonna be. I don't think it's gonna be very. Well, it might be not. It won't be educational, but a new list of a new list. Well, it is a new list of the best books. Of 2019, because I don't like to talk about books, you know, because, and then not just those, I mean, we'll talk about those books, and we'll talk about, you know, Heather's book, which you can get, I think, through Mondo Heather, the Bizarre Encyclopedia. It's a good gift. Books are great gifts, even if they're, you know, whether you like them, I mean, it's reading. No matter what it's reading, I'm not going to put down books in digital form because I have books in digital form that aren't even in other forms. Yeah. You can get those at Amazon. And the other people who are on this show, I might as well do this now. By the way, you are welcome for the wonderful radio. This is wonderful radio. We call it radio. It's a broadcast, and it always has been. So forget about the podcast, because that's what they call these things now. It's a podcast. And nobody's got a pod, iPods anymore. It's like a phone cast, really, right? It's an iCast, iPhone cast. I might as well say what? Oh, the books. I might as well mention some names where you can get great books from people have written who have been on this show and will be on this show again, including Charles Dennis. Go to Amazon. Charles Dennis. A couple of books that are good reading and good gifts for others. And I'm sure they're available all digital. Everything I mentioned to you is probably available digital. I don't think it's just... So I'm not telling you to go out and spend, you know, $1,000. That's what's great about it. You can give somebody two books and then that would cost maybe close to $50. And maybe it would cost you $10 or $11. You know, even if it's the digital, some digital books are expensive because they're, you know, there's like seven writers getting all the money, and people buy their analog books, right? So what do? They go to the digital, they sell them digitally, and then and for big money too. So it's still less money than, but that's not what we're going to talk about. Talk about books. Charles Dennis has a book. You know, the artist D, who's going to be here. Let's find out when. You know, I never even looked at the calendar. I'm going to do that now. This is the 5th. No, I'll do that later. Anyway, the last Thursday in December will be the roll call from the Bone Garden, where the artist D and I, for the 25th year, no, it's the, I don't know, 14th year? I don't know. We'll be talking about and calling people who have celebrated people who have passed in 2019, up until that point. And when I say celebrated people, of course, this isn't your ordinary list. It's in like 7 actors and 3 musicians. This is everybody, you know. And no matter what they did, if they were celebrated in that genre, is it? Yeah, in that genre, in that topic, in that area, and they passed, we'll tell them. Actually, we do miss some of the really big ones. But, you know, you can leave those to all the, you know, the regular people who do that. Everyone knows the gigantic people. But we get involved with some of the people, lesser people, who are still celebrated in their area, more in their area than, you know, globally or in all areas. You know, an actor, a famous actor dies, and that famous actor he or she could be more popular in other areas. In science, they know the actor. Okay, but the actor doesn't know the important people in science. And then it's what kind of science, right? Is it space science? Is it mathematics? Is it medicine? We got it all for you. The Artist D and I. But I'll tell you more about that when it comes up. The Artist D also has books. I don't know if they're all, do they go to theartistd.com? Charles Dennis, you could also go to Foodog. Foodog is the name of his company. Or just go put in Charles Dennis. Another great book, a book that just came out, which is terrific, is Old Man on a Green Bike. Mr. Mark Kramer, a good friend of mine and someone you might have seen reviewing some of my stuff and whatever, lives in Paris. He has a great book out now. And you can see a review of that book on Barnes & Noble's, I guess BarnesandNoble.com. Is it Noble or Nobles? I ask to the empty room. Barnes & Noble. That's it. Yeah. My review of Mark Kramer, that's C-R-A-M-E-R, not the K, like Stanley Kramer. It's Mark Kramer. They're not related. They don't even spell their names the same. Mark Kramer, Old Man on a Green Bike. Go read my review. Go buy the book. You buy it through, I think you could buy digitally, or I guess it's hardcover too. See, some of mine aren't hardcover. So if you go to, and some are both. It's either digital or both. Say, for me, I'm sure that's the way it is with Charles Dennis. And I don't know how many, you know, analogs are left for something in the Artist D. Dr. Wyatt. Dr. Karen Wyatt has a great book. It's Wyatt, Dr. Karen Wyatt. She's been on the show. Gary Popley hasn't written a book, so he's not there. Neither has Dr. Woldor. But he might be on vacation soon. Maybe we could have him on soon. He's, you know, we have a list of people just waiting to find out when they could be here. It's a problem for some people who want to be on because for some reason or another, Thursday nights to be on live. You know, that's not what they do anymore. It was hard enough when they could do it. They don't do this anymore. They do the podcasts in a garage or in a little studio they have in the house with thousands of dollars worth of equipment. Thank goodness, maybe they have a sponsor or whatever. And, you know, and they do their podcast and they edit it and whatever they do, you produce it. We just do it. We just talk. We just get on here and talk. And once in a while we play unidentified themes that go on in my head. This is going to last more now because I found it on YouTube and playing it. Everything's on YouTube anyway. Who else has, I didn't make a list. Who else has books? Well, I have books. Of course, Frank Atolo. I have books in three places. Lulu.com, Blurb.com, Amazon.com. Some of them, but you'll want to get the digital. These are great gifts. And you know, when you give a book to somebody for a gift, it's a wonderful gift because it's intimate. All right, I said it. It's intimate. And books are intimate things. Whether even the digital books, even if it's on your phone or I don't think anybody has Kindles anymore. Whatever it is you read. The zero and one letters that are come from the people who wrote the words. It's all, you know, it's just another thing, but it's there. It's an intimate thing because you're being in touch with somebody's head and their heart. That doesn't happen when you give someone a box of Band-Aids, let's say. I know it's not, oh wait, I guess that was a bad, but the first thing that came into my head, maybe you want to give them pain spray, Premier's pain spray. Because people have heard about it on this show, it's amazing. That would be amazing to me. Pain spray. That's what it's called. Pain spray. And it's a spray. Now, I want to tell you something. I found at a place called Ollie's, which is a big discount garage, it's like an airplane hangar, and they have, you know, tons of items that are just, you know, from overstocked things, because, you know, they can't sell them anywhere else, or they have new models, because there is just a, you know, the measure of waste in this country and maybe in the world is just, it's abominable. But I saw online, you know, what is that called? The tempting thing. There's a point of purchase when it's like right online. You know, it's not on shelves or anything. So while you're waiting online to pay, there's impulse. That's it. Impulse purchases, impulse buy. And I did a little advertising crap in my life. Impulse buy. And at this place called Ollie's. So while you're waiting online, they have these shelves that are in the corridor of the line. Is that a corridor? It's a little, the line, the area for line, the line area where you burnt the cashier. And I saw a whole bunch of bottles, and it was some kind of relief. It said pain relief. It wasn't called pain spray. It was not the original pain spray. It was like pain relief or something, or, you know, Relax-O-Matic or whatever it is, relax spray or, you know, stop hurting. That was, and there's a good name for a stop hurting. Hey, I got some stop. You got any stop hurting on you? Because I got a pain here. And I was shocked when I touched it and picked it up, because everything at Ollie's is really cheap. I mean, really cheap. Even the books, which are all analog. And here's this thing, and I said, well, this is just like pain spray. And the person said, are you talking to me? The person behind me said, no, I'm talking to myself. Once in a while, I'm on the radio, and I talk. So it's nothing for me to talk to myself or to hear music going on in my head. You know, it happens. And I pick up the tube. It's a tube. It's a, you know, it's like a tube. It's a small, that's not a jar. It's a, what is it? What is a jar? Not a jar. Well, it's a door. It's, I don't know what it would be. It's a spray, it's a bottle, a plastic bottle. Okay, let's say it's a spray bottle. But it has a top on it. And whatever it's called, you know, never hurt or don't hurt or feel better. You'd think of a name for the product. But it was shocked. Everything's so cheap. I look at the price. It's like $15. $15? I think you could buy half a refrigerator at Ollie's for $15. You got in the back, you go in the back there. They got these things, you know, amazing things. Yeah, refrigerators. The big thing this time of year is heaters, electric heaters. Things I'm really scared of electric heaters. I know I have a couple of electric blankets and they freak me out, but heaters, you hear a lot about these things shorting out electricity systems. It's not a system, electricity. What is it called? Circuitry, you know, and fires, you know, they were trying to stay warm. They buy this, you know, you buy one of these cheap heaters and you, cause some people are just trying to stay warm because they live on the, you know, third floor of a tenement or, you know, and, so it's easier to pay whatever electric bill is, or maybe they're in an apartment that electric is included is the word I'm looking to find, and they put it in, and now they're trying to stay warm, and then the damn thing, the cheap pieces of crap, you know, I bet you don't find one of those in Dr. Fortenstein's house. Keep your feet warm. Now. And then the darn thing, what, blows up while you're asleep? And then suddenly you become more hot than you'd ever want to be, God forbid. You die burned, you know? When was I? $15 for this thing, and I'm going, what? Why, paint spray is only four payments each of $2.99. 3, 6, 9, 12. So that's only $12. Hey, wait a second. That's almost as much. But you would think, okay, but that's from the value pack. You would think at Ollie's, if they had Premier's pain spray, not two pains, I said it twice, I shouldn't. Premier's pain spray, you'd think it would be half that price. Because they got $12 from all the people who bought it from the value pack. Right? $3 a month. Who buys something for $12? I'm amazed at some things that I think and that come to mind when I'm doing I'm talking about stuff that I talk about. Who? $2.99 a month? I mean, of all the bills you have. Don't forget, hon. I know the car's due. The car bill is due. The electric, the thing. Don't forget the $3, $2.99 for the pain spray. That's got another 2 months, and then we own the entire bottle. These characters that go through my head. But what do, these characters? You don't hear them talking. There they go. Escatolo at yahoo.com. Do you know? Do you know? Does anybody know? Huh? Does anyone know this? I can listen to that. No wonder it's in my head. I can listen to it. It's so beautiful. Back to pain spray, which I still have from the value pack. We're going to go through the value pack quickly. Then we're going to go to the top books, right? I'm going to advertise our books. No, I haven't read these books, I don't think. But we're going to tell you what some people, erudite, snobby, Futenstein people, think are great books of the year. You know? Ah, that's so judgmental. A Miracle in Every Bottle pain spray. It says similar items sell elsewhere for $18.99. You see? Okay. So the similar items, they know pain spray, Premier's pain spray, they know that there are other sprays for pain. But here's the idea. What you do is you spray this where you hurt and you don't hurt anymore. That's what they claim. In fact, they say it's a miracle in every bottle. A miracle. Look up the word miracle and you will, and believe me, they're overstating. It's for shoulder pain, stiff joints, knee pain, wrist pain. Yeah, when that, you know, it would have been better. I would have had more respect for Dr. Futenstein if he said, well, you know, when you have that gout, you know, we don't like to give pain pills anymore. So when you have that gout, you don't have to need a prescription. I'm going to get you some Premier's pain spray. He didn't talk like that, by the way. These characters just talk. They just come out of me. I don't know. He said, and I would have went, oh, okay. He said, it's like other items like pain spray. He would say other items like pain spray. Go for $18.99. But you can get this for $2.99 every month. And it's better than what? And that, like, you know, even with certain medical plans, that might be okay. $2.99 a month. I take medicine now. And it's like $23 a month. So this, and that's with, you know, health insurance. But it says right here, it's a miracle in every bottle, helps stop pain temporarily. Temporarily. On the same page, I know that sometime last year or whatever, I talked about this because I kept it here, pain spray. I know I did, but I always see something else that is ridiculous about this ad. Because on the same page, where it says it's a miracle, every bottle has a miracle, right? In every bottle, there is a miracle. Like Cracker Jacks, in every box, there is a prize. Something else. Don't just eat the whole box. You might swallow the free whistle as with a Cracker Jack. This is a miracle in every bottle. And yet, and the same ad, it helps stop pain temporarily. I would, you know, if I'm going to have a miracle, I would expect it to be permanent. Right? Permanent. And it's not like, well, it's not temporary. It's a temporary miracle. Imagine if you spray this stuff. I mean, Dr. Futenstein said, just spray it whenever you want to. It's not going to hurt you. Now his voice has even changed. See, the character, the voice of the character has even changed. See, he's like, suddenly he's talking like that. And it helps temporarily relieve minor aches and pains. Now it's minor. Miracle is just, what? It has a pleasant menthol aroma. That's because it's probably just like, I forgot what they call that stuff. Menthol, you know, the stuff they put in cigarettes, I guess. I don't know. How did they do that anyway? What is menthol? It's a mint? What is, I don't even know. So I can't even tell you, but I know it says it will not stain clothing. $2.99. Oh, you're welcome for the wonderful radio. Where else do you hear about pain spray? I don't, you know, that, the funny thing is, you know, we go through this value packer at least once a month, very quickly, because a lot of it is just not worth talking about. And I haven't seen it since that one time, and I don't have a date on here. It was in this one, I think, yeah, it was in one, maybe this wasn't from value, no, it had to be, forget it. Cares where it came from. Let's go through the value pack and then we'll take a little break with the music there and we'll, you know, it'll be the top of the hour and then we'll come back to the book list. Let me see where this other thing might be located that I'm looking. We're going to look at this. Oh, come on, come on, come on. Where are you? Where are you? You know, I have to do all this by myself and we do, this is ad hoc, you know, we just do this as we do it. So what am I looking for? Oh, the CCC, the CC, the, yeah, our break thing. What I'll do is play the break thing. We'll stick in the music again. Remember, fcatolo@yahoo.com. I'll give you a gift of some kind, if you tell me. I won't tell your real name. Whatever. You can get a chance to listen to it again and then email me. Now, there's one thing, I gotta make this clear. If you're listening to the show and it's not live, and that might be true if it's not a Thursday night on the 5th of December, RTK plus 19, then, you know, I won't give you a prize because I'm not gonna know. This show goes on and they play it in other stations. Someone's not just gonna sit there. But if you do, email me after. In other words, if you hear it, let's do this. If you hear the song and this is not the Thursday night live version, you're listening to this show on the rebound on one of the other many stations that you can hear the show. I don't even know, and I don't even have a list of them. But like True Talk Radio, there's one, you know, and then there's probably a lot of others, all different times. And you hear me say this, hey, identify that piece of music. And time doesn't matter because remember, it's just the melody. And I don't think there's any way to find out the name of what a song is called or where it comes from by just the melody. We got holiday stuff here too. You know, there's a restaurant there, a Mexican restaurant. The only Mexican restaurant we have in our town, El Rodeo. You know what that means, anyone? The Rodeo. Okay. So that's a great place. If you have an El Rodeo, I don't know. I guess it's a common name for Mexican places. And I ought to know because I've been to plenty of them when I lived in California. Fleet and National Accounts. For what? Team One. Total Car Care. Free towing. Okay. Don't need that. Here's a lot of restaurants. There always are eateries. Schedule your holiday catering party now. They like that. That's my voiceover commercial, voice. Schedule your holiday Schedule your holiday catering party now. $5 off any order of $25 or more. Where? At the Crew Pizza and Deli. The Crew. Okay. Ace Hardware. Ace Hardware is a franchise. I guess there's Ace Hardware a lot of places. You know what Ace Hardware sells? It sells the family of Flex products. You could go tape and glue your whole life together. Open Christmas Day. Hey, here's a diner. I guess a lot of diners and restaurants are open. Open Christmas Day. Look at this. $3 off a lunch order, of $15 or more. Or $5 off a dinner. $25 or more. Yeah. What do they have? I guess see reverse for breakfast with Santa. Look at this. I guess a lot of restaurants do this, or maybe I don't. Saturday at, it's before Christmas, not on Christmas Day. At this place. Where is it? What is it called? Oh, this is a diner. They probably have a colonial diner somewhere. That's probably one of the more common names. Breakfast with Santa. Bring the kids. No, don't bring the kids. It's not that kind of Santa. Of course, breakfast with Santa, and it has to tell you to bring the kids. Don't forget, hey, imagine you walk in, a couple walks in, you go, hey, where are the kids? And ho, 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 and it says the Santa at the diner, where are the kids? And you went, oh, we didn't know we could take the kids. We thought, why didn't you tell us we could take the kids to see Santa? Ay, ay, ay. What do they think? Everybody is stupid? I guess they do. You got it. You can't tell people. You can't forget it. I mean, just, you know, get your, you know, some, once, I wish I had a pain spray. So I wish it would be like, wouldn't it be great if they had emotional pain spray? That would be terrific, right? That's like a snake oil product, but it would be good, right? Emotional pain spray. Are you suddenly feeling down? Can't reach your shrink, your counselor? Then just spray this on your chest, right? Get some emotional pain spray. Spray it on your chest. Suddenly you're not depressed. Hey, there it is. A spray on the chest and you ain't no more depressed. Emotional pain spray. EPS. Just created a product. Cold and drafty rooms? We have a solution. Okay, fix your attic. This is a car wash. This one folds out. Quick quality car wash and lube. You gonna wash and lube? Remember them from Boardville? Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear for Wash and Lube. Well, actually, Wash and Lube was a rock duo. They opened for Hall & Oates. I'm watching. Okay. And this is, of course, $5 off, traditional oil change. Hey, let me have one of those avant-garde oil changes. Can you give me one? That's going to be a little more than, you know, the usual. I mean, the traditional ones. Yeah, well, yeah, don't do it traditionally. Grill and buffet. Christmas holiday buffet. A lot of people go out to eat for Christmas. Omaha Steaks. Boy, you hear about this all over. There's something about having meat delivered to me from some place that always was weird, you know? Omaha Steaks. Since 1917. So these are some very old steaks. Omaha Steaks. Omaha is in Nebraska. Is it known for steaks? I don't know. I don't know that. I know this, though. Let's take our break. We're going to be on for as long as we're going to be on. So stay with us here. Don't forget fcatolo@yahoo.com. It'll come on after this. Take a break.
Cthulhu Chronicles, the internet talk show from the neo-postmodern world.
What is this? You know. fcatolo@yahoo.com. Right in. I'm going to give away something valuable. Well, that's subjective, isn't it? This is Cattolo Chronicles. My name is Frank Cattolo. Man whose name enjoys the title of the show. I have my talk show host, Ken Cattolo. This does not have words. Lots of themes, you know, have words, but they don't, you know, they're songs, but they're, people put words to them. They're paid to do that. There it is. I can't tell you, I can't even tell you, like, who wrote it, because that'd be a giveaway, and then, you know, you just look it up. This is one of those rare contests, because, you know, you do contests these days on radios or wherever they do it, and, you know, you have your phone. You know, you can look something up if there's a question or what have you. You can't look up a melody, can you? Not even from one of those Apple tube things you have in your house. I still don't even know what they're, that, why that's like this, like it's a robotic thing needs to be in your room, your house, any room in your house. My name is Frank Cattolo. I'm the man whose name adorns the title of the show. You're welcome for the wonderful radio. It's Cattolo Chronicles. We're usually on for all 2 hours, and we have been when we have guests. Once in a while, I cut it short, and you can go on with your life. That's me. I don't know what that does to other stations, but you know, we're very loose when they play. And so what if it's, this is the true prestige radio, you know, and they got, you know, you have prestige television, and on these movies, well, movies have always been, you know, around the same time, whatever you, but, you know, these shows they have that they put in parts, series, I think they're called. There's my, it's my talk show pencil. Talk show host pencil. You know, they're all different times. And the same show has part, like part three is 43 minutes and part two was 50. And part five is 37 and a half minutes, you know. So what does that mean? It means, this show can be, you know, doesn't have to be exactly 120 minutes. You know, it used to be, I'd like to say hello to everybody from Tom Savino. Savino Veritas. Follow Tom Savino at TJ Savino on Twitter. Books. I was talking about books. Let's look at some of these books and go through them real quickly. And then I'm going to move my thing over here. Thing being a microphone. Ow! It's, yeah, if there's something to bump into, I will bump into it. I also... yeah. Okay. As if I'm talking to someone. Like collide. You ever have thoughts collide? You know, it happens to me a lot. Thoughts collide, just like, you know, the music comes up or what have you. Thoughts collide. I'm going to look for these, some of these books. I don't think I've read any of these books. It's from the New Yorker. You know, I like the New Yorker. Oh, wait. I think I have two more, people who maybe they sent in and told me what they think. Da 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 song, da da na na da da. It sounds like Phil says it sounds a lot like the theme to the TV show King of Kensington. I'm probably wrong. You're definitely wrong. I don't know that show, no less the theme. We can look it up. Sorry, Phil. I feel bad now because Phil, who runs SRN Media Works, you know, bought some new equipment here for us to do these shows more easily. And I can't give him a gift. Maybe I'll send you a gift anyway. How about that? No. And then, no, that's not the King of Kensington. Who's this now? There's no name. No name? No, it's not We Were Soldiers. Did that sound like We Were Soldiers is a movie about the first bunch of American soldiers in Vietnam? Why would there be a French? Oh, because the French were there. Maybe that's what you're thinking? Whoever didn't put their name? You knew you were wrong, right? So you put your name. Anyway, he or she, try it. We'll try again. That's what went on there. What happened to my, where is it? Where is it? Yeah, no. Hey, where'd it go? Where is my... Ah, here it is. Best books of 2019. Anyway, this comes from the New Yorker, I love the New Yorker. It's a wonderful magazine, but there's just no way if you lead a life of affluent action Okay. In other words, you're always doing something, you know, and you have responsibilities as well as things you want to do, and you try to manage that so that everybody's happy, then you can't read a complete issue of The New Yorker, which comes out every week, and it's impossible. No one can unless they devote your entire week to reading it. But anyway, they're big on pop culture and things and stuff. I'm a little snooty, but what the heck. Since 1983, it's been customary. Customary. All of a sudden, a word. Did you ever say a word and suddenly it's like, that's not right? Customary is right, and yet it sounds customary. Sounds wrong. Okay, you don't have to read all this stuff. Is it possible that in 2019 there were a slightly greater number of good books written and published? I know, because I wrote some good books and they haven't been published yet. I had a terrible time whittling down my top 10 this year, says, who is this? Oh, yeah, right. So I'm on here and it keeps, hey, read more great writing. There's only ads popping up here and there because they want to try to stay alive. You can't, nothing can publish anymore. Anyway, the books of 2019 may be slippery to categorize, but the state of them is strong. A luscious year, like 1997 for Brunello's. Are we supposed to know that? I mean, if we don't live in New York City proper. Anyway, here's a list. There's a book called, maybe, you know, and you know what bothers me is, here's what bothers me. Of course, you know, probably know a lot of things that bother me if you listen to this show, like Dr. Futtenstein. Every time I see a book, I see it's been on the New York Times bestseller list. Now, I don't know. I don't remember. I probably did at one time. The New York Times bestseller list, which changes, of course, every week. I don't know what it's based on. That's probably sales of digital, analog, and anything else. That is the book it comes into, you know, even the, what, when they talk it, speaking books. People still do that in the car, right? You listen to a book read to you. I don't know how many are there. Is it the top 25? Is it 50? What is the New York Times bestseller list? But apparently if you get on this list at all, you get onto the cover of some book. Now, how do you get onto the cover of a new book, right? If it's a new book and it's not selling yet, and has to do with what? Pre-sales? Pre-sales? I don't understand how that works, but I'm not going to tell you that. I am telling you right now. I'm going to tell you that I guarantee you every one of these books, the top, what is it? Top 20? It just says the best books from reviewers. It's all going to say New York Times bestseller, a New York Times bestseller. That means a list. It's not a New York Times bestseller. New York Times didn't sell it. Here's a debut novel from Kristen Arnett. A lot of young, very talented female writers out there. Changing the face of prose. This debut This debut novel follows a taxidermist, Jessa Lynn, who lives in Central Florida and is mourning the death of her father. Jessa Lynn's lover, who is also her brother's wife, has run off. Okay? Her mother is taking apart her father's specimens. He, too, was a taxidermist. And turning them into erotic art installations. I'm not making this up. This is not a data news report. Black humor meets lush prose. Arnett's Florida, a world of sensuousness and danger, expresses the freedom that her characters seek as taxidermy itself becomes a figure for queerness, sex, art, and loss. You know, I've read literary reviews and it's called literary criticism. That was better than a lot of books I've read. That's why it's good when authors review books. Here's another one by Jesse Ball. The Driver's Game. The Driver's Game. Hey, Barry, Grandpa Barry. By the way, Grandpa Barry has a wonderful book out. If you people are horse racing fans, go to, I don't know the name of the publishing company. TR Publishing. Barry Meadows' book is a good gift for people too. It's a great holiday gift. And I think you get some money off if you go to trpublishing.com. The Skeptical Handicapper, it's called. Good book. I think you can get a couple of bucks off for the holidays, for a gift or whatever. Okay. The Driver's Game by Jesse Ball. This dystopic fable imagines a society riven in two, with the upper class empowered to murder members of the lower class for any reason. Characters are given varying degrees of self-awareness. Spare, simple language evokes innocence maintained at too high a price. The Driver's Game. I'm giving ads to these people. I'm not endorsing these books. I'm just telling you that these are the books that the New Yorker claims are the best books of 2019. Me, I'm telling you about the people who are on the show. I have books. That's Karen Wyatt, Charles Dennis. These are names you should put into the Amazon or wherever you go. Old Man on a Green Bike. I'm telling you my books that you should buy. Not my book. You can buy my books too, but you know what I mean. So I'm just saying, get New Yorker recommend. Okay. Trust Exercise by Susan Choi. I think it's Choi. Now, remember, I think the first books, they're all ladies. Jesse Ball, excuse me, could be a guy. That's a androgynous name, Jesse. Sarah and David, this is Trust Exercise. Sarah and David are teenagers at a prestigious performing arts high school. They conduct their love affair under the watch of a manipulative and charismatic drama teacher. The novel is tense and lovely. There you go. And here's another one, Ducks. Newburyport, Ducks, comma, Newburyport by Lucy Ellman. It's a stream of consciousness novel, most of which unspools. There's a word you don't hear a lot. Unspool. They got that roll of string. Unspool it, will you? Unspool that roll of string. You know, who uses that? That's good, though. I like it. I mean, I like it. It's simple. Unspools over a single sentence is an inquiry into how we live and think now, drowning in information, aghast at the news, yet captive to the mundane details of work and family. Ellman's unnamed protagonist, a middle-aged housewife in Ohio, is at once conventional and specific, not to mention funny. Okay, Ducks, Newburyport, most of which unspools over a single sentence. So I don't think this is that book. I know there was a book out recently that was like in one sentence, the whole book. I don't know how many pages. But anyway, so this has a very long sentence. Here's another one. Bernadine Evaristo. Girl, comma, woman, common, other. I said common? I meant comma. Girl, comma, woman, comma, other. By Bernadine Evaristo. It could be Evaristo or Evaristo. Girl, woman, other. It's her eighth novel. Wow. She's making a living, I think. You got to eight novels. You're making a living right. It got the Booker Prize. Booker Prize. She shared this year's Booker Prize. Why isn't it a book prize? What's Booker? Must be someone's name. I don't know that. I'm not that erudite. It creates a symphony of black womanhood. Each chapter centers on a different character, a feminist playwright, her goth alien daughter, and a bunch of other things. Her language spills over the page in free verse that suggests a name I'm not going to mention, but lays down because I can't pronounce it. Here's one by Saeed Jones. Saeed sounds like a Middle Eastern name or an Indian name, and I'd hearken the clang of the Yankee Reaper, if it meant I would tell you whether this person was a male or female. So I don't know. Jones's. Saeed Jones. So this is Jones. A very common, one of the more common names in the United States, in North America, if not the world. And they counteracted the simplicity and common sound of the name Jones by naming this person, by giving the given name is Saeed. That's like if I had a son and his name is And his name, oh no, it's, you know what it's like. Atmad, Amagad, Amagad Katolo, Amageddon. No, what name am I thinking? A given name. Ali, like Alibaba. Hang on, that's right. Suppose I named one of my boys Alibaba Catolo. even though Cotola is not a common name, but it's a simple name. Three O's. I love when I have to sign my name or something. Recently, I got myself a safety deposit box at my bank. And as long as I've been at this bank, you know, they got to type in my name because there's a lot of forms to fill out. Do you fill out forms or do you fill them in? I think you fill in forms. You don't fill them out. You fill in forms because there's a, right? You fill it in. You add something to the form. You don't fill it out. Okay. Dun, 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 dun. Okay. Little interlude there. Little abstract interlude here on Cotola Chronicles. And I've mentioned that. I haven't mentioned the name of the show a lot, but you know, I think that if you've listened to this show before and you're hearing me talking, you say that's gotta be Cotola Chronicles. That certainly is not Gilbert Godfrey's podcast. Let's get back to Saeed Jones. It's a coming of age tale in the South. As a black gay poet has a startling immediacy. He writes of college lovers, the threat of hate crimes, and his self-possessed mother. How we fight for our lives. Good title. I love titles. See, I would read a book. Bernadine Evarist, anyway, girl, comma, woman, comma, another. And I don't like the title. Might be a great book, but I don't like the title. How We Fight for Our Lives. Great title for me. I really. In the Dream House by Carmen Maria. Okay, Carmen is also an androgynous name. There are men named Carmen. Well, as I said, androgynous. Obviously, you know, both sexes have that name. There's three names. Carmen Maria Machado. In the Dream House, the memoir. It tells the story of Machado's abusive relationship with another woman. It's an act of personal and formal bravery, a narrative refracted through multiple genres. Dreamhouse as creature feature. Dreamhouse as word problem. I don't know what any of that means, but it's about abuse. So be prepared for some. Valerie by Sarah Stridsberg. Even if one of them so far was a male. I think Saeed is a male name. You know, we are really being dominated. That's a bad way to put it, but dominated by female writers. No, that has too many connotations that are just awful. So let's say the market is being dominated by fine female writers. One of them had her eighth novel. Jeez. I mean, I've written, okay, forget it. Here's one called Valerie. In this whirling poetic mashup of a novel, Stridsberg, this is not to be confused with Strindberg. August Strindberg is a famous playwright. You might want to look him up. Reading plays is tough, right? I mean, if you have to read a play, prose is, anyway, this is Stridsberg. Sarah has written a whirling poetic mashup of a novel. She takes liberties adapting scenes from the biography of Valerie Solanas, the feminist who shot Andy Warhol. Oh, here's something. Okay. Recently, I saw Candy Desire. Is that her name? I saw a documentary on Candy Desire. Who remembers? Raise your hands. Who remembers? Is her name Desire or last name? Candy something? She was in one of those Andy Warhol movies. Now the Zoomers are going, who? Andy who? Look it up. Remember, write down things and names I say. You're looking them up later. There is a more than a slew, more than a batch. There's a more than a gallon, gallons, more than tons. Let's say tons. There are tons of things, which are nouns, person, person, that you can find out about that you never knew about. If you hear a word or a place or something or a name, a noun, you don't know about. You write it down and then you look it up later. You don't get that on Norm Crosby's show. I don't think it's a podcast. I think that's is that a Prime show? He asks. Okay. Another book? Axiomatic. Another one by Maria Tumarkin. Or it's Tumarkin. I don't know where the emphasis goes. The book is comprised of Restless Gorgeous Essays. Okay, if you like Restless Gorgeous Essays, how many times have you gone into a bookstore and said, yeah, I'm really looking for some Restless Gorgeous Essays, each of which uses an aphorism. Time heals all wounds. You can't enter the same river twice. It reflects on Tamarkin's preoccupations, which are trauma, the ongoingness of the past, and the unworkability of language. There more. On Earth, We're Briefly Gorgeous by Ocean Vuong. Okay, the person's name, this is the last one, by the way, from this particular issue. Katie Waldman wrote these, by the way. She's a staff writer at the New Yorker, and God bless her for getting a job like that. No, she didn't get a job like that. She got that job. You know, someone said, you know, like, how do you get a job like that? You know, well, that would mean another job, not that job. She has that job. This author's first name is Ocean. So there's one of those names that you give to somebody, your parents, because parents give names, they give a name, Ocean. Vuong. Ocean, and it's spelled just like, you know, the ocean in Pacific, as in Atlantic, as in Mediterranean. It's not a Mediterranean Sea, by the way. It's not an ocean. It's not the Mediterranean Ocean. Don't let anybody tell you it's the Mediterranean Ocean. Ocean Vuong is a poet and Vietnamese immigrant. Okay, all right. Hey, Phil, look at this. We got a Vietnamese immigrant. Ocean? Does it mean something else in another, in Phil Hong at SRME, where it speaks like 72 Oriental languages? I guess is in the not like, they're not all different languages. They're idioms. They're not idioms. They're, you know, areas. They're idioms, aren't they? Not idiom. Okay. So I don't know, but I don't even know what Vuong means. Ocean. Would it be something, V-U-O-N-G, if Vuong meant breeze in Vietnamese? Vuong. And so the name translated is Ocean Breeze. I'm just saying, wouldn't it be? I'm not saying I know that's what. Anyway, Vuong is a poet and a Vietnamese immigrant. Studies his. Okay, now we know Ocean is a he. I don't know if that's an androgynous name. You can name a girl Ocean. You can name a girl Ocean. Are there any girl Oceans? Well, I don't see the Pacific, I think, is male, isn't it? Vietnamese immigrant studies his upbringing through the lens of his mother, to whom the novel is addressed. This woman, Rose Vuong, Rose Vuong, is both loving and abusive. Okay, all right, hold on. There's a combination you just don't want to deal with, do you? Deal with. Tolerate. Accept. I don't want to end it with. I'm sorry. I'm trying my best, you know, to speak, and I do. Better than any of the podcasters. Any of them. Ask Charles Dennis. Ask Fred Malamud. Ask Dr. Waldar. Okay, this woman who is loving and abusive, she cannot read English, and yet her imagined readership is the occasion for the story's telling. Rose, the mother, becomes, for her son, a horizon where intimacy and loneliness converge, where intimacy and loneliness converge. I mean, I was a horrible actor. All the acting I did was horrible. Not horrible in the sense that people like laughed at me trying to do it. Horrible in the fact that it was all characterizations. It was cartoonish. I couldn't break out of myself and be someone else. I would only be the cartoon of myself doing someone else. This is why I was not in acting. And I, you know, done some acting. Not good. Anyway, I liked that sound of that, because I'm a writer, right? So I like sounds and more. The intimacy of loneliness converge. Okay. The grace of this book, says Katie, is to measure distance while acknowledging that few distances are fixed. And it's a beautiful title. On Earth, We Are Briefly Gorgeous. Those are the books they are talking about from the New Yorker. Thank you, Katie Waldman, for writing that. Bing! It's gone. There was something else here I was going to put on. while we have time. Where is it? It was TV. Oh, yeah. An unnumbered list of 2019's best TV shows. Let's hit this one. Why don't we try this? Let's see. Where is this? This is also... This is from The Daily. You know, you can... they're trying to keep The New Yorker alive, as prestigious as it still exists. And they have The Daily. You can read pieces from it. As I told you, it comes out every week. And in its bulk, it's a beautiful magazine. But, you know, I don't know who would have the time to do it. But this, 10 shows that I happen to like and remember on the day that I wrote a list. Emily Nussbaum, 2019 in review. It's a good time to, let's see this. Let's do this one. Cause we're heading towards wherever we are here in the show here. Emily Nussbaum. I love top 10 lists. Okay. Every December since I began working at the New Yorker, she says, I posted a year end rant. I never want to say more evers than one. I never liked that word when it came into the journalistic lexicon. Rant. Anyway, she says, she wrote top 10 lists. She has an end rant on, I'd try to find a fresh way to in, but inevitably I'd find myself fuming about the same things, the aura of fake authority, blah, 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 blah. But it was time to stop whining and learn to love the list, the top 10 list, or fake it at least, she says. So here, invoking the horrifying possibility of a top 10 list for this 2019 year. Necessity of children. I'm trying to find what we're doing here. As a reader, I tried, where is it? Come on. I can't read this whole thing. You go read it, people. It has something to do with the top 10. Here they are. The top 10 2019 TV shows. And when she says TV shows, she's not just talking about, you know, she's talking about things you could see on TV. There's also prestige TV, commercial TV. So it's anywhere from CBS and the stuff that, you know, Chuck Lorre does. To this, on TV, commercial TV to, I don't know why they don't, but Netflix is commercial because they don't have commercials, but you pay for them. So that's commercial, right? To prestige TV. And the first one she talks about is Fleabag. Has anyone seen Fleabag? Now you people have to have Prime and Netflix to know some of these. And I think so many people have it now that doesn't matter. Fleabag. Was good. I'll give you my, you don't care what I think of it. I liked a lot of it, but not, you know, I mean, one season is enough for me for a lot of commercial and non-commercial prestige or whatever it is. I very rarely go to like beyond the third, fourth, fifth. I can go into season two, but some of these things are like 9 seasons and it's like, you know, I try other stuff and I'm not, but I'm hard to please. But she says it's a funny, what? Discover our daily, no thanks. While I'm reading this, a thing pops up. Discover our daily newsletter. I have it. Not today, thanks. I already have it. A funny, angry bombshell thrown by a feminist auteur with perfect lipstick. You know what she's talking about? Now I forgot her name. BB Fleabag. It's BB Ostomani. I don't know her name, That's a gimme. One caveat says, I forgot her name already. What the heck is her name? First name, already gone, right? And I'm lost. I don't know. Now, Emily. Emily, can't you see that? Okay, she likes Fleabag. She says she's an odd bird. She, not that. Who prefers season one. Look at this, see? She does what I do. Right? She saw two, but it's completely different. And so she's like, the stem is off the rose. That's not, the bloom is off the rose. Not the stem. I'd say something that was like that. The bloom was off the rose after the first season. The second season is a bittersweet romantic comedy about intimacy impaired, but decent people with foxes and Neil. The first season is a much roarer project. Roarer. Wow, there's a word. Can you take raw, R-A-W, make it roarer? Roarest? Raw, roarer, roarest. I guess so. Not, it's awkward. whenever you have to stop. Anyway, an unsettling farce about guilt and grief that is challenging to both TV conventions and the viewer. On the other hand, the first episode of the second season is a masterpiece. Bias. She puts bias in this. Feminist smut. Bleakness. Eye contact. Here's a, I've not tried this series at all. It's called Succession. I don't know what it's about or anything. I haven't had time to even give it a chance to audition it. You know, that's what we do with these prestige things. We audition them, right? If we like episode one, it'll take us episode two to episode three, and the next thing you know, it's like Euphoria. I've talked about Euphoria, right? I don't want to go back into that. We'll talk, we'll all show on Euphoria someday. We'll all get euphoric. Euphoriker? No, not rarer? Euphorer? Succession, she says, I like clever insults. I'm a sucker for mean comedies, funny dramas, and expensive sweaters. Succession, maybe I'll learn something here, miraculously manages to imagine the inner lives of a Murdoch-like Trumpian Kushner-esque clan, even to empathize with them without quite crossing the line. I already don't want to see it. I'm glad you... Oh, God, no. Los Espookies. I don't know what to tell you about Loke. Let's see what she says. I couldn't get through episode one of Los Espookies, but I have a couple of reasons why. Number one, there were a lot of subtitles, and I don't like watching anything with subtitles. I know it's state of the art, and it's what you're supposed to do, and it's like, you know, I become very pedestrian when it comes to subtitles, okay? All right. She says, a joyfully arch, queer-as-hell horror comedy, half in English and half in Spanish. Glamorous with a streak of sincerity. And so satisfyingly absurdist that I refuse to describe the premise. You'll just have to trust me. Well, I don't know. Los Espookies. I don't know. Maybe, you know, I don't give a lot of a chance. I don't give them a lot of chance. But I don't... Watchmen. I don't know what this is all about. Isn't Watchmen from a comic strip? Not a comic strip. A graphic novel. When did that start? I guess when comic books started to die in their traditional form. Right? And then the artwork became a thing, and then they could charge $9 for a comic book. Watchmen is an audacious Lindelovian. What is a Lindelovian puzzle? Lindelovian. Am I supposed to know who Lindel? Who's Lindel? The puzzle that performs a dazzling racial reimagining of comics and American history, earning critical weasel words like audacious and dazzling. Episodes 5 and 6 are the standouts, so I don't even care if it manages to pull off the finale, but fingers crossed. Watchmen. Watchmen. This is not about people who create Timex or... I was trying to think of like the most expensive Rolodex. I remembered. You are welcome for the wonderful radio. What else does she like? Oh, my son Ray's gonna love this. BoJack Horseman. This is a cartoon. It says the sharpest response to Me Too on television, a satirical interrogation of anti-hero art, and also a rich meditation on addiction. To everything including TV, a rare perfect combination of sensibilities merging Lisa Hannah Waltz, sweet and horny Illos with Raphael Bob Waksberg's cryptic crossword level wordplay. That's just something I think is written very well, but I don't understand because I don't know those people. But there was something about certain things just turned me off, and my son Ray Cotola loves this, or loved it. I don't know if he watched season 19 or if it's on. But, you know, I watched it and I'm like, I don't know, there's a cartoon, a man with a horse's head who walks around, and I don't know, I'm just weird about talking animals. Anyway, BoJack is a guy, he has a TV show, but he has a horse's head or half a horse's head. He's like, what is that, Minotaur? Or a Merriman? No, what is that, a Minotaur? That has, what is that, a bull head and a body? No, who's the one who, that's Sagittarius, isn't it? With the arrow, bow and arrow? The half horse, half man, but that's the other way around. The head horse and then the ass is a man. Unfortunately, this description makes BoJack sound as if it has no dildo jokes or penguins, when actually it has both. What's that mean? Her Bias is the ideal show for anyone who loves sitcoms and has panned True Detective. I never watched True Detective. You see how lacking in volume for these shows and things? I mean, she's getting paid to write about them. I would have to watch them. And it would be terrible. That would be a bad job for me. I don't want to get a job like this. I don't want that job. Not like this. Because, you know, I don't get a lot of what's going on in certain ways. Maybe I did back then. But you know, do you? My name is Frank Cotola. Man's name is the title of the show. This is Cotola Chronicles. Before the show is over again, which will be soon, I'm going to play the melody that's been going on in my head, which I've been playing. If you know, I'm going to take a guess, fcotolo@yahoo.com. Sherman's Showcase is another book. I'll go back and see if anybody has written in yet. Sherman's Showcase. I don't even know this. A trippy, chill satire of Soul Train. Okay. It doubles as a love letter to black pop culture, a science fiction experiment, and a good party. You know, science fiction, a lot of it. There's a lot of series that are just about a time and a place where something is some way, you know, else or other, and not the present. That's how I explain it. And then you got to get involved in all the angles of the culture. And it's tough. Jane the Virgin, I don't even know this. It's been on for 5 seasons. Listen to this. Jane the Virgin. For 5 seasons, this sweetheart of a series at once satirized and celebrated the pleasures of telenovelas. Here's a great word. Novellas for television. A telenovela. That's poetic. And adjacent genres in a smart, accessible way. That, fratingly, often kept the show hovering on the outer edge of TV talk. With the exception of some tiny miscalculations, it nailed the final season. Reader, I cried. Ah, Jane the Virgin. I'm going to write down now. Just to, you know, some of these I will give a chance here. But this I've never heard. Jane the Virgin. See, I write things down, and then I look for them. You should do that too. Okay. Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. What? I should skip over one of my favorites, a dark and empathetic musical comedy about toxic femininity and mental illness just because the first few episodes of the final season weren't perfect? The show celebrated imperfection. Bonus difficulty points for a truly absurd number of memorable songs, of which I'm currently rewatching on YouTube. Says she, Emily? Bias, You Stupid Bitch, provides the perfect accompaniment for writer's block. I don't know what that means. See, she's assuming maybe we've seen some of these. And a lot of people have. That's what's funny. Dickinson. Here we go. There's the last one. A dreamy show about weirdos for weirdos. Okay, this one I'm writing down. Dickinson. And her name is Emily. I mean, the writer's name is Emily, but there's an Emily Dickinson. Does that have anything to do with it? Yes. Here it is. A dreamy show about weirdos for weirdos. The premise is this. Emily Dickinson, the lonely poet, who told us all that hope is a thing with feathers. The premise is that Emily Dickinson speaks in modern teenage patois. Patois? I don't know that name, that word. Oh, sorry. I learn a word a day. Patois, P-A-T-O-I-S. I think it's spelling. Okay. I guess that means, you know, it's style. Scored to Billie Eilish. Now, I don't know what that means. It sounded gimmicky, but a few episodes in, this stoned, surprising debut got under my skin, says Emily. Whose name happens to be Emily Dickinson? Okay. So there's from the New Yorker. You might agree, you don't agree, and you probably have other ones, and that's okay with me. So there. You love top 10 lists, do you? Emily Nussbaum. We could delete the rest of this. There'll be another one tomorrow. We won't be able to read all of that one because there's so much. Hey, what's this? Oh, okay. I get more mail? No. Okay, so don't forget the books. I don't want to get involved in this, some other stuff I was going to tell you about, because it'll just take too long. And I think we've had a good time so far. And you know about pain spray. And yeah. I know. I shouldn't be the pen. It should be the pencil. Hey, there's a pencil. Da 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 da. Next week. What is, I said I could do this, but I could do the math. Today's the 5th. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12th? 7, 5, 7. I said I could do the math. Wait. 5, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Then next week, December 12th. I will be a year older. We are going to, we might have a guest, we might not. It's according to who comes through and who doesn't come through. And I'm going to take these notes with me so that I do other stuff in my other life. Here, let me put it in this book here. We're going to do a bunch of things, as I mentioned a long time ago, which is, everything seems like a long time ago. The beginning of this show seems like a long time ago. This morning is an eternity away. You know, it's the way that went. I think I'm going to, let me quit my Yahoo. Because if I sign out of this, because I'll be gone from there. There you go. That's gone. And, where is this? Let's play this one more time, and I'm going to tell you, not the whole thing, but some of it. If you know this, or you find out, I'm not going to tell you the name or who did it, or nothing. I'm telling you nothing except playing this melody. And if you know it, where it's from, or what it's called, or anything, you write to me at fcatolo@yahoo.com. Nobody had written, I closed the account. I mean, I shut it down. It's still there. fcatolo@yahoo.com. And, email me, and I will, and then I'll say you're right or you're wrong. If you're wrong, you get nothing. If you're right, I'll find out something to send you. Might be a book. Might be a digital book. One of my digital books. How about that? Or, you know, something you could read, or, you know, something good. Or I might send you a pair of old gloves. Who knows? I wish this should have words. Maybe I'll write words to this and, figure it out and play it in person somewhere. I am the Radio King. I'll make her call it Radio King. I am the king of internet radio, the bard of broadcasting. It's me, right here, Frank Cotolo. Cotolo Chronicle. How is this going? This is going to be in your brain all freaking week, and I love you for it. It's a beautiful thing to have in your head. Da, 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 da. We'll make it into a Cotolo Chronicles song. Miracle Chronicles now. Oh, go make Cotolo Chronicles now. Doesn't really work. And he's going to be king of the radio land. Listen to it now. Oh, here Chronicles now. There it is. Cotolo Chronicles now. It is getting ready to end for this night that we were on. And we're going very quietly. Cotolo Chronicles is now. Oh, what a gas! Oh, it's been fun. Every once in a while, it's just like you and me, you know? We do the show and I get into it, which is good. Because that's what they want me to do. My name is Frank Cotolo. The man's name adorns the title of the show. More about the book gifts and things next time. Be here. Listen for this show. Listen for the show on other things. Tell people about it. Remember to tell people this is the one that started it all. I don't know, maybe... What do I want? A legacy? Screw this. Can I, Dr. Footenstein? Don't step on, what is it? Don't step on my, don't tread on me. You son of a toe, pinky. Good night, Mrs. Ernstwhile, wherever you may be located. That, by the way, you'll find out if you go buy my book, License to Skill. Other things you will find out when I tell you about them, and I'm here. You're welcome for the wonderful radio. We said a lot. Get it together. I'll leave you now because I have nothing more to say.